This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're in a car right now, and a lot of you probably are, first of all, eyes on the road, but if you can, safely, take a look at the cars around you. You probably see some Toyota logos, GM maybe, BMW or Tesla, depending on where you are. And you might also see one that looks, at a very quick first glance, kind of like KN. It actually says Kia. In a very stylized kind of way. The Korean car maker changed its logo a couple of years ago, and now thousands of people every single month are Googling KN car to find out what's going on. James Bowie is a sociologist at Northern Arizona University, where he studies logo design and from where he recently wrote about the Kia confusion for Fast Company. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Could you help me understand, first of all, why Kia, a successful car brand, decided to change its logo in the first place?
I think, you know, 2 years ago when they brought out this new logo, I think they were maybe looking to project more of an upscale feel. And they focused on this idea of mobility and movement, kind of, I think, looking to the future. And the logo was, you know, a handy way to signal that change that they were looking for.
Okay, but have they succeeded? Because as I said up in the introduction, people are confused by this thing, including me, to be completely honest with you.
I think they have succeeded. It's been 2 years. Their stock appears okay.
And also, we're talking about it, right? So that's a win.
Yeah, I think the fact that 30,000 people a month are Googling KN car because they don't seem to be able to read the logo might sound initially like a bad thing, but I think it shows that people are curious. Like, hey, what's that cool car I saw? In my opinion, it's better than people ignoring your product altogether.
Fair enough. So in a certain world, in the design world and in the consumer curiosity world, this has become a tad trendy. Is that a good thing?
You know, the trends in logo design seem to kind of come and go. In this case, we're talking about crossbarless A's.
Right. You jumped ahead to the next question on my list. No, that's all right. Let's explain the crossbarless A and how it applies in this context and then more widely.
Well, both the old and the new Kia logos have a crossbarless A. The new one is a little more elaborate in design and perhaps a little harder to read, but that's a trend we've seen going back to the 1960s. It's kind of a shortcut that designers can take to maybe project an image of, you know, futurism or modernism. We've seen this trend go from being 1% of A's in logos in 1970 to up to 2% in 2000 and up to 9% in the past year. And I think there is, up to a point, there's a benefit to following one of these graphic design trends.
So two things about that. Number one, it's interesting to me that there is a set of specialists in this country who track the percentage of crossbarless A's and logos, right?
I think that's me.
Okay, yes, that's you. But also, if everybody's doing a crossbarless A, is anybody doing a crossbarless A? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Once it becomes too common, it becomes sort of like the slang word that your mother starts using, where it's like, oh, you know, perhaps this trend has gone too far and we need to move on to the next thing.
How did it come to be, by the way, just this is a little off topic, but whatever, that you as a sociologist started studying and becoming expert in logos?
Well, it's a long story and your program is not that long, but in the 1990s, I was in graduate school, interested in the sociology of organizations and the sociology of culture. And I started noticing in the late 1990s, there were all these dot-com companies that had these swooshes for logos. And it was really prevalent at the time. And I realized, well, logos actually are an interesting intersection of these two areas that I'm interested in, organizations and culture. And I started kind of following this topic, discovered that the United States Patent and Trademark Office maintains data on the graphical makeup of logos.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, long story short, yeah.
That's quite the data set. All right, last thing, and then I'll let you go. Do you have an absolute favorite logo out there?
Wow, that's a good one. Just for entertainment purpose, I really like the logo of Yellow, the trucking company.
I'm not familiar.
It's a trucking company. They have a fairly simple word mark saying their name, yellow, and it's inside of kind of a trapezoidal holding shape, but that shape is colored in orange. And it's just one of these kind of non sequiturs that always tickles me every time I see it.
Makes you pay attention. James Bowie, he's a sociology professor at Northern Arizona University. Professor Bowie, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. It was fun.